Yeah,
someone in school that usually
kind of, you know, just
kind of gain favor, always trying to gain favor.
Yeah, I'm thinking of thinking here. You know what, a patron. Some
sort of
gain favor. A brown noser.
Okay.
No doubt about that.
Teacher's pet.
What would you call an adult who does things?
An adult. Brown noser also.
Yeah.
No, there are terms. We used to call our principal all kinds of things because he was brought down to the county office.
Oh, all right.
Butt kisser, more or less. I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
Okay. What describes junior high school? What ages?
Usually 9th and 10th. Maybe 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I say 8th, 9th, and 10th.
And high school?
No, what I think for 9th, junior high, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Be senior high.
And what about elementary school or grade school?
1 through 5.
1 through 5.
And a middle school. I don't know if you have middle school or not. We have middle school 6 to 7.
Okay.
Sometimes I may be 6, 7, 8, and junior high may be 9 or 9. Usually junior high is 8, 9 though, I guess.
Okay.
Middle school is 6 to 7.
Alrighty. What kind of offense is usually found around the playground?
Chain link fence.
Okay. And what about where do you usually hold sports and things in school?
The stadium, football stadium, maybe the gymnasium.
Okay.
Maybe a tennis court.
What do you usually hold in the gym? What kind of sports are in the gym?
Basketball, maybe volleyball, handball, weightlifting.
Okay. What do they call the place with toilets are in the schools?
Restroom. I guess logically some of the bathroom, but there's no bath there, so it's more or less a restroom.
Okay. What kinds of kids went to your school? Racial, religious, and nationality groups?
Okay. Racial. Whites, blacks, and Mexicans. I can't really think of any outsiders besides that. We had an exchange student one year from Columbia, but that's 1 out of 500.
Okay. What other social groups have you come in contact with in later life?
What other social groups?
Yeah.
I've come in contact with the Jewish community. There was like one Jewish person in the high school. A lot of person. I was getting ready to get that. You guys said the questions really quickly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that's okay. So I've really come in contact with the Jewish community. People from Asia, like the Asian area. Chinese people. People from Korea. I've come in contact with people like that from here.
Okay.
Iranians or Armenians.
Yeah. What's the difference between a Chinese and a Japanese? What do you consider the difference?
I would probably not know just to walk up and see one of them, unless I would see two of them together, then I may know. I know one of them from China, one from Japan.
Oh, you don't attribute? What's your distinguishing characteristic between the Japanese and the Chinese or Orientals for that matter? I mean, personally rephrase this. What do you consider Orientals?
Why do I consider Orientals? Usually Japanese I would say Japanese.
Okay, and the difference that you
hold? The difference I would hold?
Between Japanese and Chinese, yeah.
I'm sure you asked sort of for a cultural difference maybe or something.
Whatever, doesn't matter.
Like I said, I haven't really come that closely. I've come to know. Okay, I know someone from Korea. I know I know he's from that area of the world. If he'd have been from Japan, I really wouldn't know the difference, you know, because I've never been that close related to anyone from Korea or Japan.
Okay.
I know a girl from China. If she could have passed for a Korean, I would have never known the difference.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
But I know that, like, when it comes from, I know they're from different countries that have different cultures, and I know that if you